Here to shine a little bit more light on our exploration of Anne Sexton, one of the more provocative poets of the 20th century, is Jennifer Sichel. Jennifer is on the National Portrait Gallery staff as a researcher working in the Department of History, and she will be reading three of Anne Sexton's poems.
Sylvia's Death, for Sylvia Plath. Oh, Sylvia, Sylvia, with a dead box of stones and spoons, with two children, two meteors, wandering loose in the tiny playroom, with your mouth into the sheet, into the roof beam, into the dumb prayer. Sylvia, Sylvia, where did you go after you wrote me from Devonshire about raising potatoes and keeping bees? What did you stand by? Just how did you lie into? Thief! How did you crawl down alone into the death I wanted so badly and for so long? The death we said we both outgrew, the one we wore on our skinny breasts, the one we talked of so often each time we downed three extra dry martinis in Boston. The death that talked of analysts and cures, the death that talked like brides with plots, the death we drank to, the motive, and then the quiet deed? In Boston, the dying riding cabs. Yes, death again, that ride home with our boy. Oh, Sylvia, I remember the sleepy drummer who beat on our eyes with an old story, how we wanted to let him come like a sadist or a New York fairy to do his job, a necessity, a window in a wall or a crib. And since that time he waited under our heart, our cupboard, and I see now that we store him up year after year old suicides. And I know at the news of your death a terrible taste for it, like salt. And me too. And now, Sylvia, you again, with death again, that ride home with our boy. And I say only, with my arms stretched out into that stone place, what is your death but an old belonging, a mole that fell out of one of your poems? Oh, friend, while the moon's bad and the king's gone, and the queen's at her wit's end, the barfly ought to sing. Oh, tiny mother, you too. Oh, funny duchess, oh, blonde thing. Just once I knew what life was for. In Boston, quite suddenly, I understood. Walk there along the Charles River. Watch the lights copying themselves, all neon and strobed-hearted, opening their mouths as wide as opera singers. Counted the stars, my little campaigners, my scar daisies, and knew that I walked my love onto the night-green side of it, and cried my heart to the eastbound cars, and cried my heart to the westbound cars, and took my truth across a small humped bridge, and hurried my truth, the charm of it, home, and hoarded these constants into the morning, only to find them gone. Said the poet to the analyst, my business is words. Words are like labels, or coins, or better, like swarming bees. I confess I am only broken by the sources of things, as if words were counted like dead bees in the attic, unbuckled from their yellow eyes and their dried wings. I must always forget how one word is able to pick out another, to manner another, until I've got something I might have said, but did not. Your business is watching my words, but I admit nothing. I work with my best, for instance, when I can write my praise for a nickel machine that one night in Nevada, telling how the magic jackpot came clinking three bells out over the lucky screen. But if you should say this is something it is not, then I grow weak, remembering how my hands felt funny and ridiculous and crowded with all the believing money.